Okay. The meeting is now called to order, and I think, Carrie, you do your thing first.
Yes, and of course, I don't have it up because it disappeared from my folder.
Just one of those days.
Well, I'll give you the abbreviated version that I've memorized. Welcome to our city meeting for the 3/18/25 meeting of the Building Board of Appeals. Present today, we have Chair Jim Gluck, members George Hank, Lou Olson, Richard Rippon, and Daryl AJ White. City staff today, Kyle Bunnow, Carrie Olson, and Matt Hamilton from the Fire Department. We have quorum now. So we have some rules to follow. If you are a applicant for the any of the registrants for the variances for today, we have you listed as a registrant to speak on ours. You will be kept muted until it is time for your item, at which point you will be unmuted and allowed to speak during the public portion of the meeting. Any questions that the board members have for you, you'll be asked to answer. We do use the raise hand feature for members as well as the applicants. If you'd like to speak, please remember to raise your hand. Your cameras will be turned off. You're welcome to turn them on if you wish during your application only, but you're not required to. Otherwise, I believe the floor is yours, Jim. Hopefully, I didn't miss too much. I apologize. I was called at the last minute, too.
Good job.
Okay. Well, first item on our agenda is approval of the minutes of the February 25th meeting this year. Is there any discussion or a motion to approve?
I move approval.
Okay, it's been moved. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Moved and seconded. All in favor, do not raise your hands now. All opposed, raise your hands now. Seeing none, the minutes are approved. And is there any public comment today, Kyle?
We don't have anyone registered.
Okay, so we can move on to any disclosures and recusals from anybody. We have one item. Everybody good with that? Okay, no disclosures or recusals. So we'll move to the variance itself, Kyle.
All right, so we have one item up for discussion today. This is largely a fire department item. We have an applicant here who is seeking a variance from the State of Wisconsin amendments to the 2015 IBC, specifically SPS 362-0903 parentheses 14, that governs fire systems in buildings. Specifically, this code section requires compliance with the NFPA sprinkler system requirements or an alternate standard. FMD 2-0. The applicant is seeking a exemption from this to install an alternative sprinkler system, FM 7-9, I believe it is the sprinkler system, FM 7-29 sprinkler system requirements. They have a recommendation from the fire department for conditional approval. With the conditions of said condition of said approval that an additional access door be installed within the room being protected by the sprinkler system, as well as a couple of other conditions related to the fire department. Matt Hamilton is more well-versed and able to speak on this as well as answer questions. We have two individuals who are registered, able to answer questions. Those are Garrick Pillay and Mike Delata. Matt, would you like to speak on this before we open it to the board for discussion?
Excuse me, sure. So this was presented to us. There was a plan submittal in September of 2024 for fire sprinkler remodel. This was a newer building commissioned in 2023 as a spec building for some high-piled storage of normal commodities, class one through fours, and plastics. They now want to store some flammable and combustible liquids in there. So the They had submitted under FM guidelines 7-29, which is not recognized by SPS 362. There's been a number of back and forths on this. NFPA, which is the normal standard, and FM diverge. FM being Factory Mutual, they're an insurance carrier. Their main goal is property protection, and sometimes doesn't always include life safety. NFPA does include life safety. So, however, there's been some back and forth, and we've come to some agreements where we could get behind what they want to do for this only this situation, which would include an exterior access door, not into the room, right adjacent to it, actually, so we can get access to this area. Any doors would need to be kept closed, not open. There's some co construction requirements. They're such as 2-hour rated walls, more 1-hour rated walls. They need to revise and resubmit the sprinkler plans to include emergency drainage details that are required by 7-29. Some requirements from 29 for transfer pumps and things like that that need to be interlocked with the fire alarm system and apply for a special hazard license per our MGL requirements. So this stems from an existing fire pump that's not quite big enough. And that's really the crux of the issue here. So that's where we're at on that.
Thanks, Matt. Well, I'd like to start this off by I would like to know if the applicant has gone over this conditional approval set of requirements per fire department as written, whether they've reviewed this and whether it is something they feel is acceptable before we bother to try to dig into this. Because if they don't find these conditions acceptable, then we're kind of in trouble. So if I could hear from one of the applicants.
Yeah, I've reviewed all the fire protection stuff on it, and I got no issues with any of it. We can get all that information. I'll maybe have Garrick speak on the door part, though.
Okay, thanks. Garrick, then?
Yeah, this is Garrick. Yeah, no issue. Just would like to, I guess, review and finalize that actual door location. But we don't take issue with the conditions.
Okay. So there's a lot of stuff that needs to be done. And I guess as a board, the first thing I'd say as we go through this, are we comfortable with something that has so many conditions in it? Do we feel comfortable? I guess the thing is, are we comfortable letting the fire department and the applicant just work together to satisfactorily work through this list? That's which seems like it's okay. I mean, I doubt if any of the, well, maybe one of us on the board understands all this in detail, but I will not claim to do so. So I'm counting on the fire department to do what they're doing, and it looks like they're doing it. So anyway, any questions for the applicants or anything? Richard.
I have a question on what, when's the time frame of having all those variances done and having the conditions of this? What's the time frame when everything will be met? The exit and the fire warden. Is there a due date going to be set up with to have everything corrected by a certain time?
Most of the stuff is actually just getting information and stuff, except for the door thing. The door, I'm not sure what the timelines would be on that, but once we have an actual approved location and stuff, I wouldn't imagine it would take long.
I'm guessing here
It's
that, am I thinking right that until all the conditions are satisfied, they won't be allowed to do what they want to do in terms of the storage, extra storage? Or are the, is the storage already there and we're just going to be waiting for this to come into compliance?
And how much, how many, how, what do they have for gallons of flammable liquids and what class?
It's various classes, and it's a 2,000 square foot room, and there's some rack and rack storage with some with totes and drums and stuff in it, but 2,000 square foot room only.
Is it, is the stuff that's needing this protection, I hate to use those technical terms like stuff, but is this stuff going to be in there? Is it in there now? And this has got to be done just to bring it in compliance, or is it in the future you want to put it there and you won't, I mean, it seems to me you shouldn't be able to until you meet all the requirements.
The rack,
yeah, the room is.
Go ahead, Mike.
The racks aren't built in there yet.
Okay, so it is not in this use yet.
Nope.
So to me, timeline is whatever they want, because they won't be able to store the stuff there until they've satisfied all the conditions. Does that make sense, Richard?
Yeah. I'd still like to, and especially the exit, because that's a high priority, it sounds like, to get that extra exit in there. But why are they changing systems up? It seemed like it would be more cost effective to just do a sprinkler system with water or pre-action. Is the system you're putting in going to be a clean agent or CO2, or is it going to be water?
It's water. It's a sprinkler system. The only problem is the fire pump, because of the hose, the GPM requirements on it, the fire pump is a little undersized. But if we use FM criteria, they only allow it. They allow for a 250 hose allowance in that room instead of the 500. That's why we're asking to use their criteria so that we can justify using that fire pump. It's all water. There's heads in the racks even, and in the overhead.
And do you have enough supply from the street? If you did go to a bigger fire pump, would there be enough demand off that street to feed that fire pump?
Either way, the water was there for it.
Okay.
Because I know there's a tower out there. So is that gravity feed all out there for the water going on to Femrite Drive?
I don't know.
From the City of Madison Water Department?
I don't know that.
I know they usually do a study to make sure that the systems with all the building out there can supply, there's enough water from the city itself, because I've ran into that with other businesses out there where they put too big of fire pumps in and the fire pumps would make a vacuum and you know they couldn't be approved, and the only way was to put in bigger mains and a bigger well, so they ended up, you know, reducing their storage. So it sounds to me like you got plenty of water from the city water department. If you did go up in the future to a larger fire pump, it would be able to supply it?
Yeah, it would be able to.
Okay. That's all the questions I have.
Okay, Lou?
I'm sure this is tied in to a building permit, I would think, as far as it, but I don't know the details. I just wanted to know what percentage of, and it's also surprising, Factory Mutual, it's amazing what gets done for Factory Mutual, is actually on the lighter side of things. But the percentage of differences that we were talking, you know, we're talking that 10% difference of GPM or, you know, 50%.
It was right there. It's the smallest of margins to be able to keep the 1500, but it was just over the edge with the 500. With the 250, there's no issues.
So it's like within that 500, it was like within 10%, you would say?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. So, yeah, I assume there's going to have to be a building permit pulled to do this work. Several permits, you know, building and, you know, mechanical, a lot of permits pulled. I assume they all have variance to be pulled as usual before the work begins. Right, Kyle?
That is That is correct. Yeah. So plans have been submitted and reviewed and approved at our office. We have built the building, heating, electric, and plumbing permits all squared away relative to the alteration to the existing space.
Okay. Any other questions from staff or motion? Or questions from the board? Rich, well, George, let's you speak. You haven't spoken yet. George, right, then, well,
I will move that we approve the variance with the, as long as the applicant meets the department's, the fire department's conditions that they have placed on this.
Okay, it's been moved. Is there a second? Richard?
No, I have questions. So I have questions of Matt.
Okay, can we put that motion on hold? And go ahead.
Okay, Matt, are you comfortable with the variance? Is Madison Fire Department comfortable with it, and were they, will there still be limits on the amount of flammable liquids they're storing? And I assume it's just going to be stored, it's not going to be in use in this warehouse.
So I'll answer your second question first. This is the storage area. There appears to be a closed system to some machinery in an adjacent area, pulling from, there's actually three rooms here, a drum storage room, a ICB tote storage room, and then a pump room or dispersing room, I think is what they were calling it on the plans. So given the location of where these rooms are, and I guess I'll back up, NFPA requirements, this is a wet system, Rich. The NFPA requirements have a high overhead sprinkler, overhead ceiling discharge, and a, let's call it a medium or lower in-rack discharge. FM has flip-flopped that and had a higher in-rack discharge and a slightly lower overhead discharge, if that makes sense. So given in this very, very unique situation of the location of where it's at, we have access from the road, we will support this. I have some trepidation with FM's actual standards and the 250 hose demand, because that's our use as fire service. However, that is where they were at. We did get an email back from their engineering department saying that, and I've made a comment to them that they should review that. However, we will support it as it is with these conditions.
Okay. Thanks, Matt.
Okay. So back to the motion now. There was, I'm going to go back and say there has been a motion made by George. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Okay. It's moved and seconded. All in favor, do not raise your hand now. All opposed, raise your hand now. It looks like it passes. Thank you for your patience. Apologies for the misunderstandings.
All right. Mike, Garrick, what will happen now is I will formalize some of this in a letter, and I will reach out to you tomorrow morning, and we'll get the documentation on file, and you will work with the fire department to confirm compliance relative to the installation of the conditions as the board has approved.
Sounds good.
All right. Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks.
Appreciate it.
Okay. So now I think next item here is communications and announcement. Wondering if there are any today.
Nothing we need to address here. No immediate communications or announcements. Our last meeting was 3 weeks ago. Still working on board members and the filling of vacant spots, and just basically nothing new to report.
Okay. Well, in that case, unless somebody has something to add there, I'd look for an adjournment motion. Richard?
A motion to adjourn.
Okay. Second? Lou?
I'll second.
Okay, moving second. If you're in favor, do not raise your hand now. Okay. Opposed, raise your hand now. Looks like we're good to go.
All right.
Managed to pull it off.
Thank you very much, you, everybody. Darryl. Sorry about that. Glad we were able to get it. AJ, thank you very much. Really appreciate
it. Thank you for your patience.
Thanks, Matt.
Thank you all.
Thanks, everyone.
Yep.